This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. President Obama has been on the road of late, as you know, trying to get traction for his economic message that things are getting better and would keep on getting better if only Republicans in Congress would come around. The president has a phrase he's been using a lot that caught our ear. Economic patriotism is what he likes to say. Here it is in context from a speech in Denver a couple of weeks ago.
So we can rally America around an economic patriotism that says, don't give tax breaks to millionaires, billionaires. Let's give more tax breaks to help working families pay for child care or college.
Marketplace's David Gura has more on the etymology of an economic stump speech.
President Obama may have cribbed the term from a speech former Ohio Governor Ted Strickland gave at the 2012 Democratic National Convention. He was talking about the Republican nominee, Mitt Romney.
Mitt has so little economic patriotism that even his money needs a passport.
Obama used the phrase in a TV ad soon after, and it became the title of the president's economic plan. I asked Strickland how he defines economic patriotism.
Companies, corporations, CEOs need to understand that this country has provided them and continues to provide for them the means to be successful.
Economic patriotism is more of a rhetorical device than an economic theory. There's no textbook definition. President Obama's used it to talk about infrastructure investment. Treasury Secretary Jack Lew used it in a letter to lawmakers about corporate taxation. Economic historian Gavin Wright, who teaches at Stanford, suggests economic patriotism is a broad brush. It refers to appeals to make economic behavior or economic policy based on American values. And he says it's happened throughout history.
During the Cold War era, I don't recall hearing the term economic patriotism, but it was more or less taken as a given.
In the 1790s, Wright says, Alexander Hamilton asked the government to support manufacturers. It was an appeal to help a special interest group.
But he also thought this would be essential for the credibility of the American economy, American nation.
The phrase economic patriotism has been used by Democrats and Republicans, by Pat Buchanan and by John Bonn, who ran the Export-Import Bank during the Reagan era. He defines economic patriotism as understanding our economic policy as it compares to other countries.
We need to have a kind of a partnership between the government and the private sector if we are going to maximize our economic growth.
Over these last few weeks, the phrase has attracted criticism. Stanford's Gavin Wright summarizes one complaint.
There's a market out there, and the market operates and reaches its outcome. Then the government wants to intervene and change that.
So, he says, the debate over the definition of the term economic patriotism is really a proxy for a much bigger debate over the role government should play in the economy. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.